So good to see each and every one of you here this morning. Good to be in the house of the Lord. Praise God. It's a blessing. And if this is your first time at Oasis, we want to just thank you for coming, and we'd ask you to raise your hand so our usher can get you a card today. And I'm Pastor Sharon, and this is Pastor Rock. And we thank all of you for being here. Let's give everyone a hand clap this morning. Amen. For waking up and coming to the house of God. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. And before I turn over to Pastor, I want to just speak a word of blessing over you. So be ready to receive your blessing today. Do you need a blessing?
Yes.
Amen. I know I always need a blessing. Amen. So I declare over you this morning that you are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus, that the favor of God surrounds you as a shield. You have the favor of God and the favor of man everywhere you go and everything you do. I declare you reign in life. You are a victor. You are more than a conqueror. You are the redeemed of the Lord. You are redeemed from sickness, disease, poverty, and lack. I declare you are the anointed of God. You are strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. I declare your household is blessed and living under an open heaven. I declare the blessings of the Lord make you rich. Wealth and riches are in your house, and everything you put your hands to prospers. I declare the wealth of the wicked, the treasures of darkness, and hidden riches in secret places come to you. I declare you are a world overcomer, and the Lord always causes you to triumph in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Now,
praise God.
Isn't that a great way to start our day? Amen. So much better than getting up in the morning and start talking about every ache and pain we've got and what we've got to deal with that day and all these things that the enemy would try to get us to focus on. But let's focus on God. Amen.
Amen.
What His Word has to say. Today is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Amen.
Amen.
Turn it over to Pastor this time.
Well, how many of you are 50 years old or older? I want you to stand if you're 50. If you're 50 or older, I want you to stand. No lying, please. No lying. God sees you. God knows how old you are. Okay. Now, I want to announce to you this Friday night, we have a power team meeting, which is for 50 and older. We have a breakfast, we have fellowship, we have food, we have fun, we just have a good time.
Mm-hmm.
It's here in our coffee shop. It's Friday night at 6:30.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. Okay.
Because mm-hmm.
It's on the service at 6:30. I had to think about that. Okay, it's Friday night at 6:30. We want you all to come. I want you to look at each other. I want you to point at each other that are standing and say, this Friday night. I'm coming. To the power team meeting.
To the power team
and
meeting.
And we're going to have a good time.
And we're going to have a good time.
All right.
Amen. Praise God.
Amen. Amen. Praise
God. That was a little weak.
Yeah, that was pretty weak. I think some of y'all didn't have your heart in that. But at least today I noticed that everybody that I saw that was 50 and older stood up. Because sometimes people that are 50 and older still sit there. They're hoping they're overlooked. Being 50 and over is a blessing.
Hallelujah. Amen. Amen.
Another announcement. This Thursday night, Mike Clay, stand up. Our very own Mike Clay will be helping us. He's doing a class helping us. You would definitely need to help us, I assure you. A CPR class and a first aid class. Thank you very much. And that'll be from 6:30 to 8:30 this Thursday night. This Thursday night.
Okay. If you signed up and you are wanting the certificate card, you can raise your hand real quick. That way I can get everybody's test taken.
The course is free.
Oh, yeah.
And if you want the certificate, it's $6. But the course is free to everyone.
It's not coming through.
If the man wants to, there will be no mouth-to-mouth prayer.
Praise God.
Glory to God. Oh, yeah.
That's more like
hallelujah. Hallelujah. Okay, tonight we have a fellowship dinner. Mm-hmm. We would love for all of you to come. It's a barbecue fellowship dinner tonight. So everybody that loves barbecue, I know, I'm telling you, barbecue. If you love barbecue, you know what I'm talking about, barbecue. That's a God thing. You know it's a God thing. God wants you here tonight because we're going to have fellowship and barbecue. Glory to God. That's at 6 o'clock this evening. Also, one last announcement. I'm Mr. Announcement today. Okay. I've been praying about this for a long time. Praying and trying to talk Pastor Sharon into it. But we're going to have an art, no, Pastor Sharon, we're going to have an art class. It's going to start in September. The first one is in September. And we're going to ask for a sign-up sheet to be put in the back. And it'll be a $15 sign-up fee. But for the $15, because you have to have all your stuff, this will be your stuff, your canvas and your... paints. Thank you very much.
Brushes.
And brushes. And that's these are yours to take home after the class or whenever you want to. All of that's uh-huh. your stuff. But it'll probably be about an hour and a half or so. Mm-hmm. But probably going to finish it the first one in one class. Mm-hmm. Now, if the first class goes well, we're probably going to do another class about 2 months later. But the first one will be in September, probably the first week in September. We're asking that you be 18 years old or older to join the class, but the sign-up sheet will be back there starting today. Mm-hmm. All righty. Yeah, we had already heard a lot of people that wanted to do it. Pastor Sharon is very, very good. Yeah. And I'm telling you, you'll have a good time, and it's going to be something that I believe it's a God thing.
Yeah.
I do.
Yeah.
I really do. So... It is neighbor looking time. I have one more thing. When praise and worship started this morning, I want to know if anybody else got this. Strength came into my body. Did strength come into y'all?
Yes.
I mean strength, physical strength, spiritual strength mm-hmm. came into my body during praise and worship this morning.
Amen.
It was awesome.
It was awesome.
Awesome. Glory to God. Okay, it's neighbor looking time. Look at your neighbor, smile at your neighbor, point at your neighbor. And say, I came
to receive
God's good word
this day.
And I declare
I'm ready.
Are you ready
to receive
God's good word
this day.
And I declare
I'll never ever
be the same
again
in Jesus' name. Glory to God.
Amen.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's just go to the Lord in prayer. Father, we just plead the blood of Jesus over the rest of this service. Father, I thank you that the eyes of our understanding are enlightened according to the hope of your calling. I thank you, Father God, that we see from your word and we hear things we've never heard and see things we've never seen. We receive revelation knowledge into our spirits today. Father, I thank you, and it causes spiritual growth for us. I thank you, our eyes are opened like never before today, and our ears are unstopped like never before today. In Jesus' name, amen. Glory to God. I ask you, if you will, to get your Bibles and go to the book of James. James chapter 4. Starting verse number 13, I'm going to read it out of the New International Version. Now listen, you who say, today or tomorrow, we'll go to this or to that city, spend a year there, carry on business, and make money. Why do you not even know, you don't even know what will happen tomorrow? What is your life? You're a mist that appears for a little while and then vanishes. Instead, you ought to say, if it's the Lord's will live and do this or that. Now, a Christian is a person who no longer lives for himself, but lets Christ live inside of him. As a Christian, when we become a Christian, we're actually saying when we accept the Lord, I surrender my right to choose. I surrender to God's will. That's where you live. That's where you work. That's what you do. If you go to college or if you don't go to college, who you marry, if you marry. Your surrender, it means submit to authority, yield, cease resistance, give in to, stop trying to prevent or control, to give up control of something. It's not about us, it's about God. We're supposed to live our lives to please the Father. Well, I'm going to go to college to become such and such because it pays great, but did you ask God? Surrender your right to choose to God. You are a free will moral agent. In other words, you have free will and you can do anything that you choose. You can call your own shots if you decide to. You can be God and I can be God of my own life. But God is in control of our lives if we surrender them to Him. John 12 and 25, I just had a little bit today. The one who loves his life eventually loses it through death. But the one who hates his life in this world and is concerned with pleasing God will keep it for life eternal. Matthew 16 and 24, then Jesus said unto his disciples, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. Matthew 16, 24 and 25 in the easy to read. Then Jesus said to his followers, if any of you want to be my follower, you must stop thinking about yourself and what you want. You must be willing to carry the cross that is given to you for following me. Any of you who try to save your life, you have, will lose it. But you who give up your life for me will find true life. Proverbs 3, in ending, Proverbs 3, 5 and 6, New Living. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Do not depend on your own understanding. Seek His will in all you do, and He'll show you which path to take. You're not in charge. God is.
Praise the Lord. God is in charge, isn't He? Amen. When we allow Him to be, He is. And this today is a little bit different than what we've been doing. Pastor and I have been amazed how that our messages have just flowed together. And, you know, God's been giving Pastor the direction for our teachings on Sunday mornings. And so we just pray. He prays by himself. I pray by myself. And then the Lord just gives us what He has for us to share with the church. And so it has just flowing together each week. And so we've been amazed at that. But God said, don't hold to that. Because this week is different. God didn't give Pastor the direction to give to me this week. So he prayed, God gave him a direction. I prayed, God gave me a direction. And so God spoke to you already this morning to surrender. Let Him be head of your life. Let Him be director of your life. Let Him be on the throne, and you take yourself off the throne, and you will be amazed what God will do for your life. Amen? I know that when I came to God, I felt like, and many of you, I'm sure we all had different experiences, but I felt like I was out of control. I couldn't do anything. I couldn't get things to go, or, you know, life to go the way that I wanted it to go. And that was a good thing, because God was getting me to a point where I had to depend on Him. Totally depend on Him, and that is a good place to be. That's where God wants each and every one of His children to be. Dependent on Him. Amen? So remember that this morning. Now, I'm going in a different direction than Pastor did. The title of my message is Sooner Than You Think. So let's turn to Hebrews chapter 4. Hebrews 4 and verse 12. Hebrews 4 and 12 says, for the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. That is a powerful thing, isn't it? The Word is a powerful thing. We don't even realize the power of the Word. I mean, we read that and we say, ooh, okay, all right, it's quick and it's powerful and it's sharp. But the Word of God changes things. Amen. The Word of God cuts through situations. Yes. Amen. Yes. Hallelujah. The Word of God turns things around in your life. Praise God. Now, we're all believing God for something. We are all asking God for something right now. Amen. Whether it be healing in our bodies or healing for somebody else, whether it be a job or a promotion or a raise or a house or a spouse, amen, salvation for a loved one, whether it be strength physically or emotionally, or whether it be peace in your life, or maybe it's finances, whatever it is. I may not have even touched your situation, but whatever it is, we all are asking God for something today. And the good news is, and it was, I found in Daniel, the moment you prayed, your prayer was heard. The moment you prayed, your prayer was heard, and the answer was sent out. Your answer is coming to you. Now, there's a battle going on in the spiritual realm, amen? The answer is coming, and it's sooner than you think. Amen. Isn't that good news this morning? Hallelujah. Jesus, the Word says, Jesus is the author and finisher of our faith. Well, the enemy is trying to steal that faith away from you while that answer is on the way. Amen. So we've got to keep our eyes, keep our focus on Jesus. Keep our focus on God has already sent my answer out to me. Amen. It's on the way. It's coming. And I'm declaring this morning that it's coming sooner than you think. Amen. Hallelujah. That good work that has begun, He will complete. God's working right now on your behalf. Even if it might not look like it, it might not seem like it, it might not feel like it. He is working on your behalf right now. He's lining things up. He's placing the right people at the right place at the right time. Praise God. He's a right on time God. Amen. Now, we might have wanted it yesterday, but God is working things in the spiritual realm. Amen. So it's going to get to you at the right time. So don't lose heart. Don't faint. Don't get weary. Amen. And it will manifest sooner than you think. Yes. Don't give up. Hallelujah. Don't give in to the enemy. Don't let the enemy steal your faith. Don't let him steal what God has promised you. Amen. And you might be asking big today. What you want might be a big thing. Well, that's okay, because we serve a big God. Amen. There's nothing too big for Him. Praise God. Doesn't matter how big it is. Doesn't matter how small it is. Amen. God, if it concerns you, it concerns Him. If it's a care for you, it's a care for Him. Amen. There's nothing too big for our God. Now, what you're asking God for may seem impossible. Just might seem impossible. God, I need this. God, you see my situation. It seems impossible. That's okay. We serve a God of impossibilities. Amen. There's nothing too hard for Him. Nothing impossible with our God. Amen. We can stretch our faith. Amen. We need to stretch our faith. God wants us to stretch our faith. He wants us to trust in Him. He wants us to look to Him. Amen. Hallelujah. Nothing impossible with our God. God has increase coming to you, and it's coming to you sooner than you think. Hallelujah. God has got favor coming to you. Amen. And favor is coming to you sooner than you think. Glory to God. God has got open doors coming to you, and it's coming sooner than you think. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God has got abundance for you, and it's coming sooner than you think. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And He has breakthrough. Patty talked about breakthrough this morning. God's got breakthrough coming to you, and it's coming sooner than you think. He's a good God, isn't he? God knows how to turn your situation around. He has unlimited ways.
That's right.
Amen. We can't even fathom or think up the ways that God can turn this situation around, even if it looks impossible. With God, all things are possible. We serve the God who makes the crooked places straight. Amen. We serve the God who parted the Red Sea. We serve the God who opens blinded eyes and causes the lame to walk. Amen. We serve the God who is more than enough for whatever need we have. Glory to God. If you're a born-again Christian this morning, you have a covenant with God, and God will never break His covenant with you. He will never break His covenant with you. Think about that this morning. Every promise in the Word of God belongs to you. Not just a few folks might. You know, it might belong to the pastors, but not little old me. That's not what the Word says. Amen. All the promises of God belong to you. You're a born-again Christian. You're a child of God. Hallelujah. You have a signed contract this morning.
That's right.
Amen. And that contract was signed with the blood of Jesus Christ. Amen. So when doubt and fear come in, when discouragement comes to you, declare God's covenant word. Hallelujah. Deuteronomy 31 and 8 in the NIV says, "The Lord Himself goes before you and will be with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged." Amen. Isn't that an awesome promise this morning? So no matter what you're facing today, we know that the Lord Himself, I love that. The Lord Himself is going with you, amen. He's going before you. He's working things out. He's working on your behalf today. Praise God, no matter what it looks like in the natural. And Deuteronomy 7 and 9 in the NIV says, "Know therefore that the Lord your God, He is the faithful God."
Yeah.
Everybody say faithful.
Faithful.
He is the faithful God, keeping His covenant of love to 1,000 generations of those who love Him and keep His commandments. Isn't that good news this morning? Amen. Hallelujah. He keeps His covenant of love. That is an awesome thing to think about today. I heard a testimony recently about this man whose 8-year-old daughter was thrown from a horse, and it was a very violent thing, and she had extensive brain injuries, extremely serious head injuries. And so they took her to the doctor, to the hospital, and the doctor examined her, and they said, "This is too serious of an injury for this hospital." It was a small town. So they decided to send her to a larger hospital in the next largest city to the hospital there. And so they took her by ambulance. And on the way to the next hospital, she actually died. And so they tried to revive her, and they were able to bring her back to life, to revive her. And so they got her to the second hospital, and the doctor examines her, and then he goes to the waiting room to speak to the family. And so he tells the family, he says, "There is no way that she will live through the night." And so he tells the family that. And then the father, who was a fairly new Christian but had gotten a hold of some promises, the father said to the doctor, "Yes, she will live through the night, and she'll be okay." Because I have a covenant with my God. I have a covenant of protection. Amen. And she will live through the night. And she will be okay. He starts proclaiming. Amen. Sometimes we need to proclaim some stuff. Amen. Instead of just agreeing with it. Amen. Now this father, he got a hold of, and let's turn there to Psalms chapter 91. Psalms 91 is something of scriptures that we're very familiar with. But he was standing on Psalms 91, verses 4 through 14, 14 through 16. It says, because he has set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high because he hath known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. Amen. He stood on his covenant promise. He stood on the word of God. Now, he told the doctor this. You know, sometimes baby Christians are a lot bolder than those older ones. So he boldly proclaimed this to the doctor. And the doctor was very frustrated with it. And so the doctor begins to tell him, he said, if your daughter lives, she'll have extensive brain damage. She won't be able to walk. She won't be able to talk. She'll probably have hearing loss. She probably won't be able to see. And so he's telling the father, the family, all these things, that how bad it is and what's going to happen. In other words, he's saying, you don't want your daughter to live. But the father wasn't moved by that. He wasn't moved off of his covenant promises. He stood on his promises from God. He continued to say, my daughter will live. My daughter will live through the night. My daughter will be okay. And God's word is quick and sharp and powerful. God's word, get this in your mind today. Get this in your spirit today. Amen. God's word is quick and sharp and powerful. And 9 days later, she walked out of the hospital. Walked out. She had no brain damage. She had no loss of hearing. She had no loss of eyesight. She was completely normal. Amen. And the doctors and the staff called her the miracle child. Amen. God's word is quick and sharp and powerful. Amen. We have a covenant with the Father. Hallelujah. It's signed and it's sealed by the blood of Jesus. Amen. God has a promise for every situation that you will ever encounter. He has a promise for you. He has a promise for you for whatever you're facing right now. Everybody say right now.
Right now.
Amen. All the promises of God are yea and amen.
Yeah.
So let God's promise shine on your situation.
Yeah.
Let it shine on your circumstance today. Amen. So if you feel weak today, maybe you feel like you can't go another day. There's promises in the Word of God. Amen. I just want to read a few to you today. Isaiah 40, 29 through 31 says, he gives strength to the weary. Have you ever been weary? Have you turned to God and said, God, I need strength. Help me, Lord. He gives strength to the weary and increases the power of the weak. Even youth grow tired and weary, and young men stumble and fall. But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not be weary. They will walk and not faint. Amen. Promise of God. Another one, Isaiah 41 and 10. So do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed. I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. Amen. He will give you strength. He will help you. He won't leave you. He won't forsake you. He'll be right there with you. We just have to call on him. Amen. Just look to him. Do you need peace? Isaiah 54 and 10 in the NIV says, though the mountains be shaken and the hills be removed, yet my unfailing love for you will not be shaken, nor my covenant of peace be removed, says the Lord, who has compassion on you. We have a covenant of peace. Amen. We need to declare it. We need to just speak it when the enemy tries to steal our peace. Right. No, I have a covenant of peace. Uh-huh. I'm calling on God, the Prince of Peace, amen, to give me peace through this situation and in this situation. Philippians 4, 6, and 7 says, do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen. Another one for peace is Philippians 4:19. And my God will meet all... Well, that's not the peace one. Let me see where I'm at. Oh, here it is. It jumped up here. Philippians 4, 6 through 6 and 7, NIV. Be not anxious about anything. Okay. Maybe we need to hear this one again. Do not be anxious for anything, but in every situation by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving. You know, that's powerful. We don't realize how powerful thanksgiving is. Amen. Mixing our prayer, mixing our petition with thanksgiving. It's like, God, I know you're going to take care of the situation. I know, God, that you got it handled. Amen. Putting him back on the throne, surrendering it back to him. Amen. Present your request to God, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. We have to go back to the Word. Amen. Every time we go through a situation and the enemy will come and try to steal our peace, we've got to go back to the Word of God. Amen. 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 Do you have some big needs this morning? Well, we serve a big God. Philippians 4:19 in the NIV, and my God will meet all your needs according to his riches of his glory in Christ Jesus. All your needs. Psalms 18 and 3, I called to the Lord, who is worthy of praise, and I have been saved from my enemies. Do enemies ever come against you? Well, we know who the enemy behind the enemy is. Amen. Yeah. But he saves us from our enemies. Amen. Psalm 18, and this will be the last scripture for today. Psalm 18 and 3, I called to the Lord, who is worthy of praise, and I have been saved from my enemies. You know, fear is an enemy, isn't it? Worry is an enemy. Doubt is an enemy. So if you're dealing with that today, I want to encourage you to claim your covenant promises. Go to God. Amen. Give your request to Him and thank Him that He's working on your behalf. Yeah. Amen. He's working it out for you. Praise God. God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He changes not. Amen. Jim got word, and I didn't ask her if I could share this, but Jim got word from her family in Guyana Friday that her brother had passed. And so she went to the Lord. She got the intercessors, everybody praying. God raised him up. He was in the hospital. He's at home now. Amen. Hallelujah. Prayer is powerful. Amen. It is a powerful force. Glory to God. That should be the first thing we think of. I'm going to God. I know what they say. I know what it looks like. But I'm going to God. Amen. Put it in His hands. Hallelujah. Chrissy's son had thyroid cancer, had surgery. What day was it, Thursday or Friday? Tuesday, okay. He had surgery Tuesday. She said the next day it's like he never even had surgery. Amen? Amen. God is good. He's at home. He's at home. Amen. Hallelujah. In the recovery room, he wanted to get up, and he got up, didn't he? They said, this nurse that said, I've been doing this for 20 years. I have never seen anybody get out of the bed right after surgery. In the recovery room. God is awesome, isn't he? He's mighty. Amen. Hallelujah. We need to refocus. Said the enemy is doing so many things in this last day because he knows his time is short. But guess what? God is doing great and mighty things in this day, amen, because time is short. Yes. Hallelujah. So take what Pastor said and surrender. Yes. Surrender all those things that we think is so important on this earth, amen, and this earth is about to pass away. Huh? That's a truth. This earth as we know it. Amen. So all these things that we think are so important, we're striving for so much and so hard, which is okay to be successful. It's okay to gain, but we don't want that to be our only main focus. We don't want to put those things of the world first. We put our God first, amen? He is first and foremost in our lives, and He should be if He's not in yours now. You need to put Him there. See, the enemy will take a bad situation in your life, and he'll try to put your whole focus on that and say, well, God didn't do this, and God didn't do that, and God allowed this to happen, He allowed that to happen. That you've got to recognize for what it is. You need to quit putting the blame on God and put the blame on the devil. Amen. Put the blame on the devil because he's the one that does the bad. God is good. Satan is bad. Amen. It's very simple. How do I know if it's God? Well, if it's good, it's God. How do I know if it's the devil? If it's bad, it's the devil. Amen. Hallelujah. And God is a good God, and we have a covenant with Him. We have covenant promises that we can stand on. Amen. Hallelujah. You can get Ashley or whoever's going to close this morning. Hallelujah, He's good. Hallelujah, He's good. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We have so much to be thankful for this morning. Amen. Patty started with that this morning. We have so much to be thankful for. We think so many times that our situation is the worst it could ever be. But you look at other people's life and you think, Lord, I'm glad I've got my situation. I don't have their situation. Amen. There's always somebody that's got it worse than we do.
Yeah.
Amen. And so we need to focus on what's good.
Yeah.
And what's going right, amen. Do we have healthy children? We need to be thankful for that, amen. Yeah, they might not be doing just like we want them to do, but get yourself off the throne and let God do it, amen. He's the one that's working. He's the one that's going to get your kids back on track, amen. I don't know why I went there, but there's a reason, amen. Somebody need to hear that this morning. Give God a hand clap of praise. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God.